Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the show. Clint Sterner's Football at 4.
All right, let's head up 45 real quick. There is no shortage of drama in Dallas, as usual.
There it was. Yeah. Glory hole.
Yeah, Jerry, I'm with you, bud. I'm with you. It's never a shortage of controversy. Jerry stays in the public eye on the radio, on the TV. I think he does it on purpose, obviously. Well, this little exchange, if you will, or a couple pieces of audio here is going to really highlight the point that I consistently make about Jerry is – Jerry says things that make no sense, like Jerry acting like he's a doctor and that Dak Prescott's going to come back, you know, in 2 weeks or three weeks.
I don't have time to have a bad day.
I mean, he is doing everything he can to stay on that ticker on ESPN. Now, that's all he's doing, right? Well, he's
Dak's pushed, Wolverine.
Hey, he's going above and beyond anything that I ever expected, right? Here's Jerry Jones when he was asked a question about would he like a – quarterback controversy when Dak Prescott returns after Cooper Rush, who, by the way, if you don't know who Cooper Rush is, he's starting quarterback right now for the Cowboys, and they won a game last week
with him.
He was asked about a quarterback controversy between Cooper Rush, the current starter, and Dak Prescott, your franchise quarterback, when Dak returns. Your thoughts on that, Jerry Jones?
You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get that.
If Rush played as good as Prescott over these next few games, I'd walk to New York to get that.
Rush.
Jerry done lost his damn mind. What's he doing,
Sean? It isn't on my schedule.
Well, Jerry's saying if it's some kind of an issue, that means that the Cowboys have been winning.
Rush.
That's all that Jerry's talking about.
Oh, no. Jerry's
not mentioning his quarterback, but
Jerry's just creating headlines, boy. He is the media's best friend. He is just creating headlines. Here's the beautiful part of this, right? Ed Warder reported this, and then Ed Warder also reported a response. This is Ezekiel Elliott. He said, this is Ed Warder saying it, but he's talking about Ezekiel. Ed Warder, regarding Jerry Jones' comments about Dak Prescott returning as a starting quarterback when healthy, Zeke Elliott dismissed it as clickbait opinion. He wants y'all to be clicking and listening, too. It's all marketing. It's all marketing.
Rush.
So if you didn't believe it from me,
take
it from Zeke Elliott. Clearly, Jerry's out there just trying to keep it stirred up. Keep that star on that ticker, and he does a hell of a job.
There it was. Glory hole.
I don't know what you're saying. I believe Jerry.
You believe Jerry what? That Dak's going to be back?
Yeah, I think he's back. Maybe man, you that's crazy what Jerry says. Deal.
Hold on, so.
If Jerry trots his ass out there against the Rams 60%. Week four. Come on, man. Jerry done lost his mind.
Rush.
Hey, Omaha. Blue. All right, so one thing that we, you know, we've talked a lot about the Texans and this offense that's struggling to produce. We've talked about Davis Mills. We've talked about Nico Collins. Hell, we've talked about Damian Pierce and Rex Burkhead and the tight ends, the O-line. We've talked about the whole group. We hadn't talked a whole hell of a lot about Pep Hamilton.
No, we haven't.
Well, Pep Hamilton met with the media today,
And Pep was asked about how he evaluates his play calling so far this season.
Obviously, it's not good enough because we hadn't been able to score enough points. And so we're looking at, you know, all the above. You know, you always go back and you self-evaluate. That's what we all do. And, you know, there are some situations where, of course, I would like to have the opportunity to call a different call. But nevertheless, I think we're a few plays away from having the opportunity to feel different after two games.
So I think when you look at how I mean, 14 and a half points a game, is that right? I think that's a number.
Yep.
It's not been good offensively. And if you watch the ball games or you watch the film, even the 14 and a half points per game, it doesn't paint a fair, accurate picture of what this offense has looked like. It's been a real struggle two games into Pep Hamilton's play calling duties here in Houston. And I tell you what, it's too small of a sample size for me, show, to be overly critical of Pep Hamilton. Right now, where I choose to go in the discussions of Pep Hamilton is two things: personnel and quarterback play. If you look at poor quarterback play, you got to look at the developer and you got to look at the offensive play caller to some degree.
We did it with Tim Kelly.
That's right. He's responsible for the quarterback. And so the quarterback's not playing well. I think Pep has a lot to do with that, both on Sunday and how he's preparing him, and he's got to get him right. I think secondly, and probably more importantly at this point in time, in how I view Pep Hamilton is, you got to look at what went on in the first game, the Indianapolis Colts game, with Rex Burkhead playing so much.
Yep.
Like that in itself is a personnel situation where an offensive coordinator that's tuned in, dialed in, and understands, hey, we got to get the ball in our playmakers' hands, get our best playmakers on the field. I think Pep Hamilton is a guy that's got to be better in those particular situations. You can even look at this past week where we talked about it at length yesterday. Chris Conley being on the field, Chris Moore being on the field over Philip Dorsett and even Tyler Johnson at this point in time, I think is a personnel issue that the offensive play caller has to get right. You got to get your best players on the field. You got to get your playmakers on the field. You got to get guys that can create separation, guys that can make guys miss with the ball in their hand. You got to get them on the roster. You got to get them on the active roster. You got to get them in the ball game. And so I lean more towards show the personnel issues, the quarterback not playing well. I lean on that right now a lot more, a lot harder than I do anything X's and O's. We can talk X's and O's, and I've not been impressed with it, but it's a small sample size. I can't go that route with a man after two ball games.
Yeah, I would put, boy, I you're right. We have talked a lot about the other parts. And yes, we can acknowledge that he does have some deficiencies. He's coming in some of these fights with a water pistol. But still within that, he is not getting the ball in the hands of his playmakers. And I think Brandon Cooks is the one that really jumps out the most, and I think Nico Collins as well. He is not easily getting the ball in their hands to where you know they're going to have the ability to do something, right? In some sort of reverse or jet sweeps or screens that you know are easy plays to get it in their hands. He's not doing that enough. And that, I don't think you can just put on Davis Mills. I think that you can look at Pep Hamilton. And the other part is, if I'm just completely straight up honest, the way, and I think you just spoke of it, the way that Lovie Smith, after the Colts game, spoke about we need to get, I can't defend how much Dameon Pierce played, that sounds like to me that was Pep's decision on the personnel groups. And I, quite honestly, I believe that decision cost the Texans a game. I think the Texans would have beat them if instead of Burkhead having 18 carries, it was Dameon Pierce. And so I got to put that on him. Yes, he is working with lesser weapons than a Mike McDaniel in Miami.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yes, his quarterback has struggled. But it's not just about the weapons with Mike McDaniel. It's about where Tyreek Hill and Waddle are getting the ball and how they're getting it. Tyreek Hill will run it. Tyreek Hill will get a handoff. Waddle will go on a reverse. Easy plays, screens where they know they're going to get the ball. And I think that is something that Pep can really improve upon.
Yeah, you make a great point. I think it's, you know, what would I like to see? And instead of being critical of what I've seen so far, it's two games. There's a lot of football left. For Pep Hamilton as a play caller in Houston. Things I'd like to see sooner rather than later, though, or we're going to have a serious conversation. You mentioned Cooks. Like, I don't necessarily need you to get him more touches because he's getting targets. It's how he gets them.
Yes.
To me, especially if you're trying to create lanes inside, to not use Brandon Cooks in a jet sweep motion and hand the ball off to him every now and then. I don't even care if they play it right and he doesn't get it. It's a 3 or 4 yard loss when the play's all said and done. You've got to threaten that because then that gives your offensive linemen angles and leverage. It gives your running back backdoor cuts that just aren't there. Your defense has to prep for it and play to it, and that's going to create opportunities for other players. So the usage of Brandon Cooks, I think, has left a lot to be desired at this point in time. I think the quarterback decisions, which I mentioned before, the offensive play caller is a quarterback coach, essentially. He is, if the quarterback is taking the football and the middle linebacker is dropping deeper than the deepest and he's forcing the ball over the middle of the field, clearly he's not hearing the message. Yep. You're either coaching it or you're allowing it, one of the two. And both are bad. So that's
got so crazy because they seem to have a really good combination last
year.
But
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's way too early. It's way too early but these are things that I think it's fair to expect sooner rather than later.
You are shocked by how much of a step it appears he's taken back through these first two games.
Davis Mills.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, he's doing things he's doing things poorly that we've seen him do well last year late in the season. The last thing I'll say, though, about Pep is the usage of Damon Pierce. And I'm not even talking about the fact that Burkhead got more carries in the first game. We talked about that. I'm less worried about that and more concerned about why they didn't go back to him late in the game when they clearly needed to make a play. But just the overall usage, I think Damian Pierce is a guy that needs to be in the ball game in no-huddle situations. And he is some, but there's too much Rex Burkhead. We can't lose a game by a touchdown throwing fades to Rex Burkhead. We can't lose a game by a touchdown throwing hitches to Rex Burkhead on 3rd and 16. Like that cannot be the option. I think the use and then you talk about just using Pierce in other ways in the screen game, which they tried to do the first game of the first play of the game last week. So it's not that they're not trying to or they can't get there. I just need to see more of it and more of it sooner rather than later. Use Cooks differently. Your quarterback's got to make better decisions overall. Post-snap decisions is basically what I'm talking about. And then Pierce needs to be used in a little bit different way along with more. You know, I think those three things need to happen sooner rather than later or we're going to have a different conversation about Pep.
Yeah, I do agree that it is early to try to make some sort of a statement about Pep. But through the first 2 weeks, he's got to get some of this. He's got to. We always do that.
I agree.
You're scoring 14 points a game, 14 and a half points a game, and the most frustrating part for Texans fans, in games that you should have won.
Yeah.
Or at least you had a really good chance to win. It's that's
holding it back. Here's what I can tell you is I've not seen anything overly creative. There's a lot to be desired there. But when you watch the film, there are guys open. You know, take for instance the holding by Laremy Tunsil that was a run that everybody loved inside the nine, you know, inside the 10 to the 9 yard line. You know, that ball should have been out on time. That should have never happened. So I mean he's dialing some good things up. He's dialing some things up that are just generic football 101 and the underneath guys are open or the right side of the field is open instead of throwing the damn ball to Burkhead kind of deal. So there's things there that'll tell you that Pep's doing an all right job. I'm not gonna go to bat with the creative. Like I think he needs to be creative. I think he needs to be cutting edge. You have to in today's game to give yourself a chance.
But this isn't all on Davis Mills.
Yeah,
this is not all on Davis Mills and think that he has to eat some of it.
Yeah, no question.
Down.
Show, my little girl's hitting these milestones, man, left and right. Mm-mm. Crawling. She went from looking like a damn crab, kind of army crawling, to actual up crawling.
About quick too, boy.
You look up, she'd be down the hallway. She's grabbing everything, anything, and pulling up and standing up.
Let's go, time.
Here's my question.
How old is she again?
7 months. This has been going on about four or five days. I'm talking about standing up, holding on to whatever she's got with one hand, turning around, looking at you like more balance than I thought she would have at that point. How long do I have before she's walking if she's pulling up?
I think a few months. I think you got a shot to get her walking before one. If she's already pulling up, what does she do with her legs when she
stands there?
She stands straight up. Lean up against it.
Yeah. Mm. She doesn't even lean. She just has one hand on it.
Just one hand.
That was morning. She had one elbow on it.
I think you got a chance to have a walker before one. I was one for three.
I thought I'd be excited about that.
Oh, it's the worst.
Ever since she started crawling, the work it is
Have you had to set up barriers yet?
No, I hadn't let her get around. Well, no, we're pretty open. Ours are pretty open, and we keep her kind of like right in the couch area. So. I just have to watch her 24/7. I was with her for about six straight hours by myself. I had her on Saturday, and she's all over the joint, man. Now that she's crawling, I can't imagine what it's going to be like when she starts walking.
How long do you think before she's riding a bike?
I can probably have her riding a bike by the time she's two.
I mean, you just never really.
Oh, so she's gonna beat out Show easily.
You just never want to push kids. You just never know. her thing may not be a bike. Maybe she's a walker. Maybe she's into scooters. You never know.
Maybe she's into scooters.
If I look up and my daughter's chasing her friends around, they're all riding bikes and she's jogging down the street, we'll have a problem.
You're gonna be like, boy, she's got some great cardio, man.
Maybe she's a rollerblader.
Some great cardio. You know how big I would have been if I could ride a bike. All right. We've got some news and update on Jose Altuve, who did leave the game early. The result of the X-rays are back. We'll give you the latest on that. And I potentially have to kind of walk back a little bit on these Astros.
Been waiting on this.
On the Astros.
Been waiting on this.
We'll discuss that coming up next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner and the Show.
Two at bats. Oh! Gets him on an 0-2 pitch. Meyer Randall trots out of the dugout to check on Altuve, who was hit by Corey Kluber on an 0-2 pitch.
Two-seamer running up and in, tracing that left elbow, and he has the elbow guard on the tricep, so it squared up that elbow pretty good.
All right, yeah, that was the shot, the hit by pitch that Altuve took yesterday. He did have X-rays, and the report here is Jose Altuve said X-rays on his left elbow were negative after he got hit by the pitch on yesterday. He is fine and could have played today, but it was a scheduled day off, as Tyler said earlier, for him anyway. He said he expects to play in Baltimore on Friday. So that's the latest there. Good. That's the one thing. It almost brings it up in your mind, the fear of, hey, shoot, let's just get through these next 15, 16 games up out of here without any issues heading to the playoffs.
I mean, damn, so I guess everybody's going to give their own injury updates nowadays, huh?
That's what the Astros would do.
I mean, that's what the Astros just said, to hell with it.
What'd you say, Jose started talking and Lance just jumped in here. I got you here. Let me step in here, guys.
Updates would you like?
The injury update.
I mean, what are we doing here, show? Jose Altuve said X-rays on his left elbow were negative. I mean, when did this start?
Must have beat Dusty to the punch.
I mean, when did this start? I mean, when did it start where players just, they were reading their own X-rays and letting folks know what was going on?
Lance.
Did Lance start that, or did am I late to the party?
Lance is a pioneer and started this.
So now we have Lance. Really,
I think Verlander actually.
Verlander
did
definitely
too.
Did. And now we have
Jordan
Altuve.
Came out.
That's where I was going with it. In a roundabout way, Jordan, he didn't.
In no roundabout way, he came out said, "I am fine."
He corrected his. He didn't give the original. The original.
Y'all got some improper.
The players might be looking around now, like, man, I got to be Dusty to this. He's gonna tell them I'm sore.
I think they're into it. I think they're finding a fun game. Beat you.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Could you see the Astros be like, "Hey, bro, you better tell the media." And that X-ray was negative. Tell the media before Dusty meets with him at three.
Altuve says, Dusty, yeah, we're looking at him. We're going to put him on the 15-day yell. We're going to hold him out until the season.
I'm from a different generation.
To the postseason starts, and hopefully he'll be ready to go. No, man, they were negative. Negative? Well, somebody told me they were positive. Yeah.
I heard there might be a hairline fracture in there somewhere.
My good. Where'd you get hairline fracture? That's a Dusty. No, we're just playing Dusty, man. It's just a misunderstanding there, some kind of miscommunication. I still want to get to the bottom of that Jordan thing. There's just no questions that has never been asked. I'm going to bring it up.
Show's
going to show up at a presser like a year from now. Dusty.
If I ever am off when they're doing these. I'm going to come up there just real quick, guys. I don't know if the grace period is over, but whatever happened with that Jordan thing, you guys seem to be all right. You were celebrating.
Y'all work it out?
Y'all were celebrating when you all were able to celebrate that AL West championship. He was pouring champagne all over you. What happened? Y'all
so was he sore?
What the hell? How
I just got the red carpet. We're wanting to get into a controversy.
Yeah, you're damn right we want to get into a controversy right now, Dusty. What happened, Johnny? Well, maybe he'll get my DMs and tell me. Go ahead, you can hit me up, Dusty. Real Rhonda show. Oh, good. All right, so that's good news. Good news for the Astros with Altuve. I'm going to tell you something. I have been pretty loud and been pretty vocal on my feelings of Trey Mancini should be in the lineup and at first base over Yuli Gurriel.
Yeah, you compared Yuli to Russell Westbrook.
Well, I do. I did.
That was uncalled for.
Well, he said I do. I did.
I do, and I did. Because I just want you to know do it, and I still stand by it. Because I feel like Trey Mancini, his bat was so superior to Yuli. Trey Mancini is really screwing me right now at this point. I'm going to need him to really pick it up. Now, listen, I will still say I think what he brings to the table is greater, and I would start him by a hair over Yuli because both of them are struggling. But, hell, he gets some power with a home run, and he gets on base a little bit more. He walks. He's doubled him up when it comes to walks in the season.
You were doing so such I still a good do that. Job.
But, as I said, it is a no-brainer, and it doesn't make sense. The way that Trey Mancini has played, we have come back from that. We have to bring it back from that because Trey Mancini has just, stunk here of late.
Wow,
and
dude.
They're both sitting there yesterday together at 0-4. Back-to-back in the lineup, doing a whole lot of that. It's like anything you can do, I can do better. If Yuli goes 1-for-4, he'll go 1-for-4. I mean, they're both stinking it up in the same rate. As I said, I still believe he brings more to the table, but I'm not going to say it's a no-brainer situation because he has played and what he has done at the plate has stunk it up. I mean, he was near 270s, 2 months ago, and now he is in the 240s.
Yeah, he's struggling, but it's no reason to panic, man. Stand firm next. Stand
panicking.
Firm, man.
I'm not panicking. Stand I'm just firm. I'm just a man of my word, and I could
what
say
what was your word?
And I'm a man of my word to where I'm not going to sit here and just maybe that's not the statement I wanted to make. I'm a man that just won't that when it's given new evidence has no problem.
I really
with
think
changing off evidence.
I really think what this is evident of is that Tyler and I are clearly pretty good old boys, or we would have been keeping an eye on this, and we would have brought it to our attention to show you and really threw it in your face how silly it was.
This is not
silly. I mean, you were doing so good too until you said you would still play him over. So now,
I would.
So now you would exchange that glove at first base, being the defensive minded guy you are. You'd change that glove at first base.
Yeah, as I've said,
a little power sprinkled in there every now and then.
It's not every now and then. It's a very, very large difference between the two of them when it comes to power. No, it doesn't work. We're still rolling on one homer since July 1st. All right, but no, I would, as I've said, and I still stand by this. The position is first base, so the defensive value there is not as large. To me and to most of baseball. And so I think his ability to get on base with walks and running into power and home runs can change a game with 2-3-run homers. I think that's big. He did that the other night where he hit a 2-or-3-run homer where that's like, oh, that's a crooked number in one swing. So I still think he brings value. But I'm just saying, a month ago, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, I was in the space of, like, this is just stupid. I guess it doesn't even make any sense. Now, I back off that.
You don't get redos. No, you don't get redos.
Hell, I don't. I get new evidence.
You don't get redos. You made the decision to bench Yuli and start Mancini.
I'm still there.
You don't get no redos.
I still believe that I would go Diaz and Mancini ahead of him at first base, but
Diaz is convenient for you right now.
And it's the same.
Now that Mancini's slumping, I like the way you just slid Diaz.
Hold on, I've said those two. I have said those two from word go. I know Tyler won't back that up. That is true. I'm sure he won't.
I will.
He won't find the tape on that one.
You have said Diaz,
but
nobody in this conversation was talking about Diaz. You just slid that in there because the Mancini doesn't make sense anymore.
Game changing. Bench him, and I did not say still bench him. I'm just saying that's not as.
I just need Trey
to pick it up here.
Give it. A few Diaz will cool off, and we'll have another one of these come to Jesus meetings.
Trey, give me two hits, and I'll be back at it. I'll be back in the driver's seat here. Give me a couple more hits. Give me a couple of home runs back in your old ballpark at Baltimore. I can do that. You know, many of our it's hard for folks. I don't listen. I know many of you will laugh at this. Yeah, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Right? You know, hell, I can admit it, and I'll come. I'll change off of it. All right, I'm not going to just hang on to God's unchanging hand. Right? If over the next 16 weeks, Davis Mills starts to turn into Josh Allen, I won't just hang on for the next 16 weeks.
You'll be disappointed, though, because you're a Mills hater.
I won't be disappointed. And this ain't personal. It's just what I see. But I will come out and say, hey.
Mills will turn it around.
Yeah, he will. That's Mills a general job. You're talking about.
I don't know about it. I don't know about
turning around. I don't know about it. What do you mean turning around?
He'll turn around and play better.
Oh, play better?
He'll play
Let's
better.
Let's hope so. I have been waiting. You know what? I want to know when it is that Tyler will turn. Because
he'll just get quiet. He ain't gonna turn.
No. It starts with him getting quiet, like he has been the last 2 weeks. It'll start with getting quiet, but then you know him. He turns hard. Like
you always know where you stand with me.
He turns hard on somebody, right? I think whenever he makes the turn and realizes, which I think he is starting to realize, that he's going to stop playing this music with Davis, he will get fed up with Davis. Like, Davis is about 3 or 4 bad interceptions or throws at someone's feet before Tyler turns Jake Odorizzi off. I think he's a bad.
It sucks to suck.
Because Davis has made some comments, the ground and pound and the, let's just keep it close. That is almost
that
sent
is
Tyler
good.
Over
he,
the
he's
edge.
Two, he's got two really good sound bites. Rack those up for tomorrow, T. We need to bring those on Football Friday and discuss them, rehash them a bit.
I'm still in General Mills' army, but if I hear, it's okay for me to check it down a few more times, I'm gonna start losing it.
Tyler's
we can always check it down if it's not.
Oh. Is
Tyler's
that
gonna throw a
hey
hat.
on that 10 jersey? Is that nameplate sewn on?
It is, but I can put duct tape over them last few letters and make it Milner.
He just spent money on that thing.
No, he doesn't figure. He doesn't figure
that, didn't he? Wow, what a smart guy!
He can get that second L and that S cut off and add an NER and be done.
All right, listen, man, we're getting ready for that. We're getting ready. Maybe this is when the turnaround happens on Sunday. Texans Bears. In Chicago, Texans Countdown presented by Modelo gets going at 9 a.m. And Sean and Seth will have you going for that. Kickoffs at noon, and then Texans postgame starts as soon as the game is over, as those clocks hit zeros. Sean and our guy Clint Sterner will have that for you. All right, coming up, is this must win for Jimbo Fisher? I think potentially, and I'll tell you why coming up next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Sports Radio 610 presents Clint Sterner
and the show.
WPS, we pick Sue.
You got it.
And how about it?
4-0 for the Razorbacks as they upset the Aggies and end a 9-game losing skid against Texas A&M.
KNSAS for Arkansas. Fight, fight, fight.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
All right, here we go. Big one.
Move that ball right down the field.
Oh, you were going to let him have it.
Give a cheer. Rah, rah, never fear. Rah, rah, Arkansas will never yield. On your toes, Razorbacks to the finish. Carry on with all your might. For it's ARK. SAS for Arkansas. Uh-oh. Fight, fight, fight. I've never understood. We do it real faster. So I'll stop it. But I never understood. I feel like they say AAR right there.
feel like that's what they say.
Yep. Always thought that. First time I've ever admitted it.
Y'all know I love Arkansas.
Me too, Bryce. Me too, bub. Can you sing your school's fight song right now?
No.
No chance.
Can
you?
Without a doubt.
Y'all practice it at night.
Well, we practice it at midnight yell. Midnight yell practice.
Don't think you get any brownie points from me for playing that audio right there, by the way. Because I know the only reason you picked it is because they changed the 9-game skid comment at the very end is the only reason you picked it.
Well, I know if they are hearing that, if we are hearing that throughout a ton in that game, especially afterwards at AT&T Stadium in Dallas.
Yeah.
Jimbo going to have some problems.
I don't mind confrontation.
I, for one, will agree with you. There's a lot of people out there that tell you that he wouldn't, but I for one, agree
with
you.
When I say problems, I don't mean firing or anything. I think the fan base is teetering on their feelings towards him after that Appalachian State loss. I think they are teetering right there. If you come rolling through here and lose to Arkansas again, because they're looking at this, hold on. Arkansas's the top 10 team, and we're the team barely in the top 25. That's the feel that should be reversed. As I said, man, they can handle being behind Nick Saban and Alabama. They can handle, you know, right now being behind LSU. I think with the talent that comes there and what they've been in the last 10, 15, 20 years. But Arkansas? When we look at the amount of talent we brought in, Arkansas?
You see how he says that? He keeps looking at me
just,
and saying that.
I'm just saying. I think this is how A&M fans will start to feel with Jimbo. You lost 2 games in a row to Arkansas. They're the top 10 team, and now we're going to be out of the five.
Wouldn't be good.
This is a game in which this will be squarely for A&M fans looking at Jimbo. You got guys getting suspended who can't play in games because whatever is happening. Key starters not being in games, and now you're losing to Arkansas back-to-back years, and now we're at least third or fourth behind those schools in the SEC West, not the SEC. Come on, man. This is big, I think, for the fan base and how they feel about Jimbo.
Well, I think it's a monster game for Jimbo Fisher. It would not be that big of a game had they took care of business against Appalachian State, period. The truth of the matter is this game is magnified times 10 because of what happened earlier in the year. And that's going to be the case for Jimbo Fisher moving forward with every game. You know, Mississippi State's going to be huge. Auburn's going to be huge. They're going to be bigger games in terms of how big they are for Jimbo Fisher than they ever would have been had the Appalachian State game not happened. So at some point, right, there's no – every conversation you have about Jimbo Fisher, it goes to – isn't the buyout $90 million or something like that?
Yeah, it's up there.
So, I mean, that's always the crutch that – I'm not talking about Aggie fans. I'm talking about just people in the college football world that I talk to is always like, no, anyone's going to hot seat. No, they're not going to turn on Jimbo. They owe him too much to buy him out. Okay, well, At some point, even with a monster buyout like that, folks are going to start questioning Jimbo Fisher, where he's had a real comfortable ride to this point. And rightfully so. He's done well up until last year and done some good things off the field. And you got a big contract in place. You got to be patient. But I believe I've said this from the jump. I thought another, what was it, 8-4 season? I thought another 8-4 season gets Jimbo in serious hot water. If one of those four is Appalachian State or it slides to 7-5 and one of them is Appalachian State, I think even the most faithful Jimbo Fisher
I think
fans
turning. They're
will,
turning.
Will turn in a big, big way. And I think they should. I'm not in any way, shape, or form.
We ain't going nowhere.
Again, I hope not, Jimbo, because college football is better with the Aggies being relevant and being a top 25 football team. The thing is that I feel like almost my expectations are higher than hell a lot of loyal Aggie fans. I expect whoever's coaching at A&M to have that program top 25, hands down, no question about it, and really competing in the damn SEC West, which puts you top 10, top 15. Anything other than that is unacceptable. That's just where I'm at with it.
Dig them.
They are that university has that much good. I mean, hell, Jimbo's shown how good it is in terms of what he's done recruiting, of what all they have at their disposal. So, this is a big game. Needless to say, this is a big game for Jimbo.
And to me, it doesn't fall short because Texas is in the top 20 or close to it right now. And if they lose this game and fall out of the top 25, and now Texas is ranked, and Texas is feeling as good about their program that they have in a long time, and you could see them going higher and higher, and them having a pretty good season in that Big 12, right? Like, now you got Texas fans laughing at them. You got Texas Longhorn fans laughing at them in a way that they haven't had to do because, I mean, listen, right now, they lose this one. They're at Mississippi State, then at Alabama. I mean, those are the next two. The next three games, neutral site against Arkansas and Dallas, and then road games at Starkville and at Tuscaloosa.
And I think at South Carolina. We don't got a game at Kyle Field for a minute.
I mean, let's go.
I mean, I get what those South are. Carolina. Yes, yes.
I mean, but
absolutely.
Yeah, but then, you know, Ole Miss and then Florida after that. But I mean, you're staring down the barrel potentially of, as you said, what'd you say, 8-4? Hell, that could be 4. They lose this. Yeah. They lose this game, they wouldn't be favored on road games.
I got to believe. I'm with you. It's important, man. I got to believe Jimbo rights the ship. I don't think he's going to do it this week, hopefully, because my Hogs are across the field from him. But there's I got to believe that he rights the ship. I've been critical of Jimbo, and I think things have been bad in College Station. But I don't think they're as bad as they appear to be right now. I think he rights the ship. But you talk about – I didn't realize, guys. I mean, I did not realize that in both polls, the Longhorns are ranked ahead of the Aggies.
Are.
Did you know that, Tyler?
Yes, he knew.
Did you know that
and
not tell me?
I'm sure people have told him.
No, I knew it.
I'm sure people have told him. I'm sure that text line probably hit him with it. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Longhorn Nation, we're back.
Well, like, you keep rolling with that, and then you're going to hear some stuff. I know you won't do it, but like I said earlier, you're going to have to sit and just take that because they're going to be – this will be one of the first times in a long time where they may have some credence to
it. Long, long time, yeah.
I know it. All right, nothing like them heading into SEC. And
see,
y'all
he's gonna start leaning on that 9 out of the last 10.
Yeah,
I see where T's going.
I'm just saying that's the worst part. When Texas starts feeling better and talking trash to A&M fans, that's when they're gonna start looking at Jimbo like, "Hey, dog. What the hell's going on?"
The dynamic's going to change. Did you realize? I did not realize this. Now, I don't know. You got to be kidding me with this. I'm looking at these rankings, and I've never looked at it through this lens, I guess. If Baylor messes around, who's Baylor got this week?
And what?
Baylor. Baylor's two spots up ahead of Texas in a ranking. Texas is going to end up being – they got a chance to end up being the highest-ranked team in the state of Texas.
Baylor's got Iowa State this week.
They got Iowa State, yeah.
Who's 3-0.
I mean,
wait to see Iowa State.
I did not realize. I guess that's. I mean, with U of H falling off and A&M struggling early, and Baylor struggling early.
Don't let
versus
Kansas,
BYU.
Don't let Kansas be ranked.
Oh,
and
get
A&M
the hell
not,
out of here.
And A&M not. Oh God, with that recruiting class.
Oh, he's never.
Well, y'all will get ranked once you beat Texas.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see, baby. Number one highest scoring team in college football. All right, Terry. I'll let you get in on this. Go ahead, Terry. What's your thoughts?
Thanks for taking my call, guys. I know you're up against a break, so I'll make it quick. Clint, a couple weeks ago, you said the old mantra, college football is just better when Texas is up there. You know what? Today you said, hey, the old mantra, college football is better when Texas A&M's there. You're a Razorback. I'm a Sooner, okay? No, football has not been any better the last 10 years when Texas is being down. I love it. And as far as A&M, they're 8-4. Let them keep on going, man. As a Razorback, that's what you want, man. I don't buy into it. Attendance is not down. TV viewership's not down. College football is not better because Texas A&M and Texas are good. Let them keep losing. Oh, by the way, to get your girl to walk, buy her one of those real sturdy plastic shopping carts, little kid shopping carts. She'll be walking in 3 weeks.
Got it.
Push to it, yeah.
I disagree. I disagree with you, Terry.
I think I do too, Terry.
I disagree. I just disagree. Like college football, my experience of college football, my personal experience of college football is significantly better if I wake up on a Saturday afternoon. And I'm not even talking about that I married a Longhorn. This is before I married a Longhorn. growing up in the state of Texas, my life, my college football life is better if the Longhorns are good. My college football life is better if when my Razorbacks beat the hell out of Texas, Texas is good. Like last year, I thought Sark was going to be better than a 500 football team.
They were 5-7.
Right. Well, so, hell, they're sub 500. So when my Hogs just dismantled them, it was fun to watch. Don't get me wrong, but I'd much rather I liked beating them back in the day when we were both ranked football teams. Like I agree.
I just think the powers, Michigan, Ohio State, Texas,
college,
USC,
like this year, like right now, college football is better because USC is legit.
And right. Texas looked the way they did against Alabama.
Right.
So put up a really great effort in that game.
We can get way off in the weeds on the meaning of the way I interpret it versus you versus Terry. But my overall point is, if we're talking the state of Texas, like right now, the state of Texas college football is not in a good place. I mean, you got Baylor ranked 19 or 18. You got Texas ranked 20 or 21. A&M ranked 22. U of H is nowhere to found. They fell off. College football is better in Texas when, to start the season, A&M sitting at 5 and Baylor sitting at 11 or 10. They were at 10. U of H is supposed to be the best group of 5, so it's supposed to be better.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I don't know. You got to remove your Sooner goggles there, Terry, and look at it, man.
You just hate it. All right, now's your chance right now to win a pair of tickets to the Battle of the Piney Woods. Caller number five, 713-572-4610. Tyler will take care of you. It is October 1st at NRG. Tickets and suites are on sale now, starting at just $15. Visit Ticketmaster or battleofthepineywoods.com to secure your seats today if you don't win here. 713-572-4610. Caller number five right now. Your chance to win a pair of tickets to go see Sam Houston versus Stephen F. Austin October 1st at NRG coming up. Hey, got to give you an update. There are some updates with the Texans and the injury report. Good news for them in terms of who the Bears may have out. Some nervous news for the Texans. We'll discuss that next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.